Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
We are now live on Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Got a couple announcements here. The Black Fist Gang episode of LFOD Radio is now online, lfodradio.com. We're dropping a new podcast tomorrow, so make sure you listen to Black Fist tonight. Wake up tomorrow morning, get ready for something else. There's also about 60 other podcasts on there, so plenty of listening, all quality, lfodradio.com. If you want something a little shorter, SoundCloud/LFOD. That's where you can find all the ciphers. Also, any music we are rocking with at any given time, just check the likes playlist or the reposts or the New England Hip Hop. There's a lot of dope stuff out there that just isn't clean, or we just can't fit into an hour once a week. So SoundCloud/LFOD, highly recommended. If you're tuned in tonight and you have some questions, which you might, Twitter @LiveFreeODRadio, and Instagram and Facebook is just LFOD Radio. Follow those if you want to know when the new stuff's coming out. We are playing mostly submissions tonight. We also have some guests in the building. But if you're tuned in, if you're an artist, submissions@LFODRadio.com. And definitely keep hitting that because we love to hear from you. We listen to everything. Whether we play it or not is a different story, but we definitely listen to everything. And we'll give you feedback when possible. Anyway, we're going to get into it today because, like I said, we got some surprise guests. So we're going to play as much music as we can. Also learn a lot about these guys. This song I've been trying to play for about a month straight right now, but it just never lines up with anything else I'm getting from you guys. This is Slum Village with BJ the Chicago Kid. This joint is called Expressive. You're tuned into LFOD Radio.
So whenever come, I just...
Paint an image of your mind, that's the weapon. The world you can't be shit, your expression just free your mind, that's the weapon. The world you can't be shit, your expression.
Yeah, I need extra help when I express myself. Come on, so you should come along with your sexy self. And I can only imagine how your ex has felt. She can't keep her pants on, she need an extra belt. Bending corners in my black jeans, look at me creep. They can blow body soap, they look like mistake. Your technique's kinda unique, it's easy to slay. And it's easy to get me hard, cause your rivers is deep. How you doing? Monumental. Your sexual confidence is confidential. You sit behind the desk and cross your legs and hold the pencil. Never tell it to them, cause I know they peep potential. Please believe, I want you in a special way. If your body is a temple, here's a special place. No haste, no waste, less on case. And I don't need to go fast to express the way.
This for my sexy ladies, independent. From all around the world, I love sexy women, yeah. And all my beautiful ladies, I love what you're doing. And when you hear this song,
you was not impenetrable. I ain't talking touching genitals like most men would do. You're trying to reach your pinnacle, you're so non-typical. A sexual individual who's one with a spiritual. Yeah, you bought your bitch, you gotta love it. Most complain and never got the guts to rise above it. Explain how it is, how you does it, how you does it. Stress they retain like a case of bad luggage. Yeah, high self and high esteem. Plus you got to add this kind of rare, you entice these. They trying to steal your heart, you got it locked, they ain't got keys. They want to beat the box, you tell them not, this is not free.
Yeah,
you breathe. Exquisite missing with some solid traditions. In my opinion, see the difference. They can't finish your sentences. They just, you out the ordinary. This is my commentary to get you laid out on my itinerary.
This for my sexy ladies, independent. From all around the world, I love sexy women, yeah. And all my beautiful ladies, I love what you're doing. And when you hear this song,
those words effectively,
and move that body sexually. Come on, move, girl. Come on, move, girl.
Yeah, use those words effectively,
and move that body sexually. Come on, move, girl. Come on, move, girl.
And release that stress and you will be free to live a life filled with love, no misery. And you will be healed by love so easily and float in the clouds above so peacefully. But first you gotta show me what you feeling right now. Be transparent so I can see clearly, just like I'm speaking right now. I know you hear me, even though I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking clearly. And I write what I feel, that's why they fear me. I just need space to express, so I don't care if they cheer me. I hope you're hearing this lesson, cause I'm explaining the theory of how to clearly express everything that you are feeling.
Let it breathe one time. And let it breathe two times.
Lazarus Paxson. Shaky hands, steer Mercedes Benz wheels. The soundtrack be the raindrops on the windshield. Driving to some little club in Springfield. Jealousy gotten many a king killed. His whole night be ruined. Thinking what his girl might be doing. Be the same thing he most likely doing. It's called projecting. His mind might be infected. Love could heal or be a weapon. Depending on your intentions. You smell me? What happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them but your friends don't show. You're planting but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old. What happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them but your friends don't show. You're planting but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old. Looking back, my father really ain't a bad man. Compare him to other men that my mom attracted. Some were losers, drug dealers and some users. Some got physical and hit it, chipped a tooth and got abusive. And it had me wishing that this was dead. I even went so far as to go and put cash on his head. And now I heard he got a disease and he dying slow. Guess karma's real, I don't know. What happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them but your friends don't show. You're planting but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old. What happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them but your friends don't show. You're planting but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old.
She wanna be a star so bad, but you have to learn. Eventually every star will crash and burn. Dead men make money because ashes earn. He already had his shot and now he passed his turn. As they meet, his star is beginning to die, right? Her star is new, beginning to shine bright. They say you always see it in the hindsight. Never when the time's right. The story of my life.
What happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them but your friends don't show. You're planting but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old. What happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them but your friends don't show. You're planting but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We got Lightworks in the building.
That's the name of the game.
The name of the game is Lightworks.
It is.
What's up, gentlemen? Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, what's good? I'm Razen.
I'm Saidi.
And together you are the Lightworks.
Well, not all, not just us. Along with High Fidelity, Chronic Tone, and my roommates, and also amazing psychedelic funk band, Planet.
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 Yes.
P-L-A-N-E-T.
Yes.
Like the solar
yes.
object, not like
not put it well, in a to-do list. I said that with a nice, yeah, that's a nice double pun right there.
Yeah. So tell me about this, because you rock with a lot of people I know. I rock with people you know. We've all just more or less met. You have a cool event going on Friday. I'm interested to learn about it. So if you want to tell the people what we have coming up
here. Yeah, man. I mean, I've been working on it for months and was blessed to come in contact with, you know, someone like Aaron and High Fidelity and Chronic Tone. And everyone's just been helping out with this. But the original idea came from the Dilla, J Dilla Lightworks instrumental. Which has inspired me forever. It's one of, you know, it's always kind of stuck with me. The name of the game is Lightworks. This idea that there's a magic that makes your eyes sparkle and gleam. And to me, that's just like being alive, like being really alive.
Right.
Like, you know, seeing what it is. And so when I found out more about how he sampled Raymond Scott, and Raymond Scott was this guy who was like trying to kill off composers in the classical music. He was, or kill off the need for a band. He was trying to just like introduce the electronic stuff to that. He invented some of the first beat machines and first electronic, you know, the clavivox.
That sounds right.
Yeah, yep.
Just the enemy of musicians everywhere.
Somewhat, yeah. And he had this thing called the Manhattan Research Project where he would do all these weird experiments and stuff. So I think Dilla, you know, during Donuts became infatuated with that, and we're looking to just carry that torch with this. It's gonna be a beat show mainly focusing on Boston producers, but every time it's gonna supplement a band or an MC, and then we're looking to pair with out of town acts. And so it's like, you know, you look at Low in Theory in LA and what they did with the beat scene out there, and we just know that there's producers. I know there's producers in their room right now making dope beats, but not thinking that they can go and perform as an artist.
Boston has some kids on the SoundCloud doing big things.
For real.
All over, too.
It's
like,
deep, man.
There's a lot of talent right now, a lot of dope production. I know I rock with The Stew pretty heavily.
Yep.
See a ton of the amount of people that come out
Shout
to that.
Shout Shabazz.
Right? The amount of people that come out for that, and like they're all getting better and better and better.
Exactly.
But like that's more competitive. You're more of a showcase.
Exactly. I was gonna do this too, and but we want to offer that kind of show experience where it's not so much competitive head to head like that, but it's about the set. It's about what the artist is gonna bring to the set, and they can incorporate it any way they want. You know what I mean?
So is it a concert, or is it a vibe? Like, are people going to be glued to the stage, or is it like are you producing in a more like DJ, like, you know, give the vibe for the crowd? Like, what's the general, what should people expect when they show up? It's Friday night. Are they coming out and getting after it? Or
I think you're going to get a mixture of everything. You know, it's a beat show, but you're going to hear a bit of everything.
Okay.
You know, DJ Saidi starting off, he's going to play some of his own beats. He's going to play some tracks that are going to be familiar too, and get people moving. But we definitely don't want to have to stress it like a everyone stand and face us type thing. It's at the Foundation Room, House of Blues. And if you're familiar with that, it's very like lounge-like.
Yeah.
So we want people, and there's going to be artists there at tables. And we want people to feel like they can walk around and kind of network and stuff like that with like-minded individuals.
Right.
That being said, we're going to be going ham. So there's going to be
Friday
moments.
Night.
Yeah. There's going to be moments where like, you know, you're just going to have to turn around and get into it, because we're going to be, going off in our sets.
Can't ignore it.
Yeah.
So, Saidi, you're kicking it off.
Yeah, I'm kicking it off. Like Jake said, I'm going to be playing some of my own stuff, stuff people are familiar with, stuff that, you know, that I listen to on the daily, just kind of sharing my daily mental vibes, bringing that to people and keeping the energy going and getting ready for Planet, who's coming up after me, and Planet's going to kill it. So...
The band's going in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we figure that they can do a longer set.
right.
depending on the crowd. They can hold the crowd, you know. These guys have a really wide range of things they can play. It's like, you know, not just, they can do funk, rock, they can jam out. So, yeah, we're going to have them hold down that middle section and get into, like, the chronic and the chronic energy after that.
The chronic yeah. energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know that, you know.
I've seen the chronic energy. So you were telling me something about, like, deconstructing samples and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now you're looking at me like I didn't say that.
Oh, no.
We're at Mass Apparel. Right? This is shout out to Mass Apparel, by the way. They just relaunched. They got a lot going on. That's how we ended up finally linking in person. Yep. So people go to these events, and people that throw these events, like, don't underestimate the people you're plugging together at these. So
real talk.
Please, like, continue.
Shout
that stuff's
out to them
important.
Again, for letting us practice our sets there. And Correct. Officially sponsoring the event.
I did not know any of that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mass Apparel.
Yeah, man. Good dudes.
Right.
Yeah.
Agreed. So you were saying, like, you might have, like, pull some of the samples out of the instrumentals
yeah.
and maybe, like, do a little more demonstration. Is that happening this week, or is that just, like,
you're going to see some of that in my
idea.
Set.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm incorporating the DJ controller with my beat machine.
Okay.
So you're going to see me play maybe a song that I sampled
right.
and make that the intro. I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah,
make that the intro into the beat. So you're going to be able to hear the original, and then, oh, shit, he flipped it. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
He flipped it this way. Yeah.
That's what's up. I always love hearing that, especially the obscure ones, because you're like, how did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll
give a one hint. Bjork.
Bjork.
You ever heard it? Yeah.
I'm familiar with Bjork.
Yeah.
She's
interesting.
Not even sure she's a human being, to be honest.
I know it.
The original alien. So this is Friday night, House of Blues, 8:30 doors. 9 to close performances. It's only $5
online
in advance.
Ten at the door.
Splash that
for the people.
What's the site?
Lightworks.splashthat.com.
That's what's
you
up.
You can see our mission statement on there. We got profiles, all the artists performing, and that's going to be ongoing. Each show is going to have a different bill, you know, and it's going to make sense. It's going to
so
be
bookmark that site check it.
Yeah.
Well, this will be happening every, like, quarterly or something,
every
couple months.
Except for when
months.
We get the Lightworks.com domain, but I think it's a light company that has it.
Right. Dude, Lightworks.com might cost something.
Yeah.
That might be, isn't it a game? The name of the game is, like, it's probably that company. They probably still do something like that.
It's like Bendix, the tomorrow people.
Right.
Yeah.
You could probably get Light.Works now that they're doing all those new custom ones.
True. Yeah, Planet's got onplanet.space.
Right.
Yeah.
That's nice. Shout out to Planet. Yeah, the internet is just getting crazier.
Man. People aren't ready for Planet, man.
I'm not ready
for
Planet.
Brand new, like, they evolved into a new band, renamed, and they got their debut EP coming out.
Okay.
Self-titled Planet.
Just in case you're confused.
It's sick, though, man. They're really dope. They use all these kind of effects with their live instruments, and they're good dudes.
I'm excited because they're new to me. A lot of you guys are new to me. I mean, I know Fidelity and Chronic, and I've heard your stuff through email now, and
mm-hmm.
no idea what you sound like, buddy, but I'm excited.
Yes. It's interesting.
It better be.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this. So we're going to play... you sent me this joint.
Let's play that Level Up. Tell them what it is, because that's
you want that Level Up.
Yeah. What do you think? Were you gonna you were gonna do the other one?
Well, you know, you're the DJ now, I guess. So we'll do what you want to do.
I just think it makes too much sense.
This was what I was gonna do with Waves Level Up.
Yeah.
Shout
out C Waves.
That was gonna ask what about the C Waves character?
Yeah. So I'm part of a collective called Antidote World. It's basically seven of us at the core, with an eighth out in Argentina, singer-songwriter named Tommy. The rest of us all Boston-based rappers. We got Stripes the Third, old rapper-producer, Neek Rose, Sea Waves, and Charles X, myself, and Dexter Was Murda. And so we've been moving it for like 2 years. You know, we got a lot of stuff on SoundCloud. You can check out at Antidote World.
Okay.
Sea Waves, man, people better watch out. He's for the youth.
Waves.
He's years beyond his age.
It's funny you call us Level Up. My the homies Bad Decisions Collective just launched. They do a thing called Level Up at Good Life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they just had one last week. Shout out to them. It was a success again. So
nice.
This is Level Up.
Shout out to everyone leveling up.
Everyone leveling up. That's the wave right now. I'm gonna get them this because they'll be back at Good Life next month, and they're gonna have to work this into the set. So We're listening to
that theme song money.
Is that all right? I see where your head's at. I see what's
nah,
going
I'm
on
just
here.
Kidding, I'm just
so this
kidding.
Is Razen. He's leveling up live on air in front of you. He wants theme song money from now on. That's the game. You tune into LFOD Radio.
Where's that music coming?
Oh, never mind, darling. It's just that Hungarian. I expect you told me he played every night.
Oh, yes, every night. Oh, yes. I
like that. Very swag. Yeah, I like it.
Are you going to look for gold?
That's how it goes. I like the green and then I move. Set my levels up, I meditate like Buddha's do. Who is you? Who am I? Live or live to die. You decide.
Level up, I level up. When I find the gold cap shining, that I'm four times what I was. Wonder what I can do when I blast off. Every move I make bigger than my last one. Level up, I level up. When I find the gold cap shining, that I'm four times what I was. Wonder what I can do when I blast off. Every move I make bigger than my last one. Gold cap, crown chakra, shine fat. Old soul, y'all mind me chomping on caps. Bumping all caps, boy, you meet your doom, fall back. Think you're all that. You crumble from the pressure, I call that. These cats got nothing on my dome like ball dads. Neptune's effects on the grind like them clips. Lunar eclipse, how rare that I exist. Smooth how I reminisce, rock the mic for those I miss. I journey through the endless abyss, infinite darkness. Enter the void as I spark this, following this. Divine energy, the universal kiss. Wow.
That's how it go. I like the green and then I move. Set my levels up, I meditate like Buddha's do. Who is you? Who am I? Gotta live or live to die. You decide, you decide. Why?
Level up, I level up. Now I find the gold cap shining. And I'm four times what I was. Wonder what I can do when I'm blast off. Every move I make bigger than my last one. Level up, I level up. When I find the gold cap shining. And I'm four times what I was. Wonder what I can do when I'm blast off.
A bit, little bit, smoke the leaf, it's hidden. Water the flow, let it sink in if you're trying to win. Cause being broken to laugh at, got on wheezy currency, brought me my way to cash at. Past that, likes a thought he bros on smash that. Hold on, me and Ron on me for condom, condone. Been ahead, I'm clear, my soul glow, mofos. Tryna kick it now cause my goals. If it's messy, Mr. Clean, I'ma shine and spread the light. Things are never what it seem, I'm just balancing my life. Hey, big CDs, I'm an alphabet, you didn't wanna be me.
That's how it go, I like the green and then I move. Step my level up, I meditate like Buddha's do. Who is you? Who am I? Gotta live or live to die. You decide, why? Level up, I level up. When I find the gold cap shining, then I'm four times what I was. Wonder what I can do when I blast off. Every move I make bigger than my last one. Level up, I level up. When I find the gold cap shining, and I'm four times what I was. Wonder what I can do when I blast off. Every move I make bigger than my last one.
Thank you.
lifting up.
All right, we're back on LFOD Radio.
Live free or die.
Live free or die. Those are facts. We have a special phone call that has just taken place. Hello, caller. Are you there? Did we lose him?
No.
Oh, we lost him.
I do.
Hello?
Yo.
There he is.
Hello, yo.
Friends. State your name.
This is High Fidelity. Peace.
What's up?
Live free or die. I heard y'all got Chronic Tone and Rozzen in the studio.
Right. Yeah. Chronic just snuck in as well. We told him he couldn't talk, though, because he's been on here way too much lately.
Word.
He's actually, like, sitting far away from the mic. He took it to heart. I was joking, but I think I hit a soft spot there.
Word. Yeah, he sent me that beat tape. Over the internet the other day. I've been chilling to that recently.
The bleep year?
Are you there? Yes, sir.
Word up. Good looks, bro.
Yo, you might want to turn that computer down now, though, Fidel, because it's coming through feedback.
Okay,
Nah, you're good. You're good. Yeah, that was a good idea, actually, Chronic. I liked that a lot. He basically made a post, like, in the morning, and he was like, hey, doing a beat tape, 24 hours, post something you want me to sample. Mad people jumped in. I got mine sampled. I felt like $1 million.
It is. Hey, someone got him to do flip? Nickelback, huh?
Right.
Nickelback flip.
Yeah, someone dared me to do Nickelback, and I had to take it. I was really angry, and I was like, I'm going to flip that.
What was the song? What Nickelback song?
It was the Photograph.
Oh.
Yeah.
It did you dirty.
I pitched it way up.
He killed it. This sounds dope.
Chronic's on one right now. What did Banger say? He doesn't know what strain you found recently, but yeah,
he said I was on some crazy ish.
Yeah. So we already talked a little bit about the event with these guys. I don't know if the two of you, the newcomers, want to You are the two who've been on LFOD before. Welcome back.
Thanks for having us. Yo, you've been holding it down, man.
I'm trying. I appreciate it. We just played your new joint, I Can. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I could say a little bit about it. It was just like me trying to let or release some of the tension that's been going on around, you know, the shootings and the violence towards children of color and really just children all over the world. And so I like took some sounds from the playground and mixed in a little bit of like Nas, I Can, just to try to like explore what it even means to be a child in this day and age, like what it means to be youthful and innocent when so much of that kind of quality of life seems to be taken from us. So I was just trying to put back that like youthful jubilee back into the airwaves a little bit. That's really what inspired that track. And that, of course, like I was inspired by, I haven't really been releasing music as frequent. I think I've just been like trying to work out things in my own head. But seeing, you know, people like Razen and Chronic, you know, it was dope that I was following some of Chronic Tone's, that beat battle that she had. I saw that G-Wiz posted something from Hartford. So I was like, dang, that's dope. You know, to see other people doing things, and that's really what inspired me, really, is to see like the different creators and how we kind of keep ourselves alive by continuing to create.
Mm. Right. Well, it's good to have you back, that's for sure. I noticed you've been taking stuff off the SoundCloud, actually. You've been doing the opposite of giving us new music. I went to listen to something the other day. The Think Thank Thunk song is gone.
Yo, that's actually not my fault, though.
Okay.
That would totally be up there still. But I had released that through a label called Busted.
Right.
And so they're essentially, I think, like their little method is they put stuff on SoundCloud for a little bit to promo it, and then it's really like I think their main source of distribution is Bandcamp.
Oh, okay.
It'll definitely be on the Bandcamp though.
All right, so I'll go find it on Bandcamp.
Yeah. But this Friday should be dope. I'm mad excited just because you know, there have been beat battles and all these various, you know, kind of events in Boston. And this seems like one of the events where I don't really feel like I'm competing against people. It's just like I genuinely feel like I'm just going to go and play music with friends, or like friends that either I've crossed in the past or friends that I could try to develop that bond in the future. But that feels awesome.
Dude, I'm fired up. I'm very fired up. I went from being, who is this Lifeworks that's following me on Twitter, to like kind of like interested, confused, to getting it explained more or less to me the other night, and then now I'm like all in. Now that's what I'm doing Friday night, so I'm amped. I am amped. So it's gonna be good. House of Blues, lightworks.splashthat.com.
Gonna be a vibe night.
A vibe night.
Big time vibes.
Very much.
Chronic, what can they expect from you?
Some funky stuff. I'm going to play some joints from the new tape, but I'm going to mess them up. And I'm going to do some other stuff, too.
Funky.
Some unheard stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, some new, dusty, crunchy meals from the archives. You know what I
mean? He's saying this with the most evil grin this guy on his face right now. Everyone's going to be peace and love, and Chronic's going to come out.
No, I'm all about peace and love.
What's that?
I said Chronic's on that Darth Vader flow.
Oh yeah,
I'm on that.
The Dark Horse.
I'm on that.
He's a Sith Lord.
I'm on that pineapple aqua juice, dude.
What? Jeez, too much riffraff. Anyway, we got Chronic is always a treat live. I don't think I need to pause that. It's a good time though. I'm real excited for this show.
Bring your friends out. We're all gonna be jamming, dancing to beats. Just like closing our eyes, vibing out, feeling like we're flying in the sky.
Real talk.
Of rhythms. Yeah, it's going to end. Yo, the other homies are dope too. Fadil, Razen, Sadie. You know what I mean? There's going to be a funk band. So we're going to do hip hop, funky hip hop, and funk.
Yep. Like, no, I'm really excited. Planet has been heavily hyped up.
So I'm looking for the dude who's gonna be playing it in the background every show.
I'm excited. It's all the amount of gas they've gotten. I'm picturing, like, you know, Saturn here, you know,
some high level. They had a video. They just dropped their video, first video. You gotta peep that too. It is.
That was a little tricky.
Right.
Send that to me. I'll share it. Tag me in whatever. Arms send shake. It to me, and we'll check it out. I gotta play a song here that I want to talk about. It's not by any of you, but I've been listening to it today. This is by arguably the biggest producer we got right now, and I want to talk about this and the album in general. And apparently, everyone only listens to stuff for 2 days and then they're over it. So we're talking about it. Boys, don't make that grin.
No,
you know it's coming.
No, we know it's me, bro.
We gotta play this. We'll be back on LFOD Radio in about 3 minutes and 1 second to discuss this gem right here. You sticking with us, Fidel?
Yeah, fam.
All right, we'll be back in a sec.
Name in the game is
Live for your entire radio.
Sparkling gleam.
Up in his chief like, I'm the one you chief like, yeah, I'm the one you chief like, and I be talking shit like, I ain't scared to lose a fist fight, and she grabbing on my like, she wanna see if it'll fit right, that's just the way, yeah. Ways don't die, let me grab you for the moment, yeah, I don't need to own you, no lie. Shine in the shade. Bird can't fly in the cage. Even when somebody go away, the feelings don't really go away. That's just the way.
All right, we're back on LFOD Radio. And we just had a off-air discussion that makes me think there's a real problem with the way music is being released these days, because it's just a series of moments and nothing gets time to breathe. This Kanye just dropped 2 weeks ago, and people just want to talk about Kendrick. They're like, eh, whatever. Also, the title thing clearly didn't help, because you haven't even really listened to it.
No, I've listened to it. I've listened to it multiple times just through friends having it, but I don't have it on my iTunes right now, and I sure don't have title on my phone.
Right. But I've decided it's awesome. It's the most rapper thing that's happened in a long time. Like, it's everything about it is just pure rapper from like the way it was put together, the way it came out, the fact that instead of getting Future on a song, he just signed a dude that sounded like Future.
Yeah.
The fact that he did a mixtape thing and just dropped Panda in the middle of one of his own songs, like it was at a club and a DJ's mashing it up. Like everything about it is such a rapper move.
Are you a Kanye fan or not?
Huh?
Are you not a Kanye fan?
I expected this to be trash.
Oh,
I went into this expecting trash.
Yeah.
And it has fire moments. There's a lot of moments that are not that fire, but what the fire moments are so fire.
What's the one? Famous?
Famous.
You know the first
is
the
a
first,
heater.
The first. Oh no, there's the first one they performed with Thug on SNL.
High Life.
Highlights. That's only one that was missing me. I thought it was like a parody.
I'm okay with that song, but
everything Waves, else. I mean, Ultra Light Beam is chills every time. And Chance on that.
Chance
he passed
smoked that.
Torch,
and I'm not a Chance fan. Chance killed that. Nah, I don't know, man.
Yo,
I like
that Real Friends beat. That Real Friends beat is unstoppable because that was a multi collab. He had Boy Wonder. He had Havoc on that.
Shout out to Frank Dukes.
Right, but that's not even the best beat on the album, though.
A secret.
That was
30
hours. My favorite one that I've heard so far.
But Chance ripped that, though, for real, though. Chance has the best verse on the album.
I got to listen to the whole thing, man.
You haven't heard the whole album?
No, I haven't listened to it back to back yet.
I'm turning your mic off. We already talked about this. Chronic's mic is off for real now. All right. Because you just listened to the SoundCloud stuff, the random stuff that dropped then, right? Yeah, that's right. They can't even hear what you're saying. But front to back, like, there's some definitely low parts, but like when it hits.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And like I feel like he opened a lot of. You can drop Panda in the middle of any song ever now. He's made that
in the middle of every song.
Any song ever. Like the fact that he flipped the Sister Nancy joint at the end of. I just picture Belly. Anything that makes me think of Belly is, you know, amazing. But I'm all in on it. The bars are definitely weak in a lot of places, but he's a producer, so.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what's interesting about Kanye, though, like, and kind of connecting it to, you know, to the Lightworks event is kind of like the multi-dimensionality that we have as individuals.
Right.
And, like, I feel like I really support Kanye and kind of like the individuals, like Chance the Rapper. And it doesn't really mean that, like, I know all of their music as much as it's, like, I understand how hard it is to keep that, like, creative juice and to keep, like, the mental health. 'Cause I think as we progress in life or just in general for anybody, regardless of what we do, it's just, like, there's certain challenges. And I guess I'm saying that because around the time that he's talking about this project, you know, Kanye's been having like various moments where he'll go on rants and like, you know, the whole thing about him being in debt and XYZ and how these parts of who we are as people could get picked apart by media or could get picked apart by like the outside. And
but it's what he wanted, which is why he's so interesting, because fame is his drug of choice and he's not so sure about it all the time anymore.
Yeah, that's what I think is mad conflictual, because it's like for all of us, we all want something that if you just want too much of it, it gets real crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I feel like that's a really difficult human issue, which is when, you know, again, like when I see people release anything, even if it's, I don't know, maybe that's not true, but like when things are released, it gives this window into a person's life that, like, otherwise, like, couldn't have been there. And I think that's just a little bit difficult in the, like, in America. I think we're trying to figure out how to, like, be close to each other and, like, how to have those intimate and intricate relationships, you know, and how do we let people learn without giving them so much space that they begin to exploit what we've given them. And I think, like, the art realm has been, interestingly, like, at the forefront of some of that conversation. Like, artists always seem to be trying to present a new window or a new perspective into life.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? So I think it's interesting, like, to see the new projects that are coming out, how the music industry's changing. I think it's dope what you're mentioning about how, like, it kind of went back to this mixtape style of release, too, because that kind of shows that even the greatest of artists, like, we may put them on a certain pedestal, but they're still trying to figure out their life, you know, like,
right,
which is dope. Like, I think there's something really humbling about that. It's like, yo, like, Kanye's going through something worse, like,
right,
my life is so bad, you know, I could kind of like get back into this creative zone and switch all of that into inspiration.
But it's weird because he's not even like bummed out on the album, though. He's talking mad trash. That's like really why I like he's not even trying to like, it's, people forget, like, he came in with Rockefeller, like, they talk, they're supposed to be the best, they're supposed to talk, yeah, the most trash, like, he came in with Jay and Dame and stuff, and, like, he's basically like, yeah, I know everybody, I'm gonna make the biggest, baddest, said, the line about the GoPro, like, everything on it, I like how deep you just took it, by the way, I really like that you spun it back around to that, that's why I appreciate, when you can call in whenever, bro. By the way,
yeah, yeah, some of why I'm saying this is because, you know, when I was saying that, like, I wasn't like releasing music as much, like, I've been working on so much music, but I feel like it's easy for, like, or maybe not easy, but for me, it sometimes I get trapped into just straight up analyzing and critiquing myself,
right,
and not really like releasing anything, you know, and it's like so much of what culture is about is that interaction, even if it does come out that, you know, people don't like everything I do, or I don't like everything that someone else does, I don't think that's real. Like, I think the real is, how do we sit down and share with each other so that we can progress, which I think is hard. So I think that it's interesting that you brought up that track, honestly, because I was listening to it and I was like, dang, like, I haven't really dove into the project. I kind of been like listening and observing it from the outside, but the quality of it kind of reminded me of, or at least the way we're having the conversation, it reminds me of things like Big Brother, and it reminds me of, like, I hear
it's a collage almost. There's little pieces of like everything he's done,
exactly,
all over.
Yeah. Like, I hear roses. I hear, like, I just hear growth, I guess, is what I mean.
Right.
You know?
Well,
and then trying to understand what that is for myself has been like challenging. So it's dope to like to see how other people address it and whatnot.
Exactly. I'm a fan. I just want to say, for people that are struggling because of the title thing, don't let the title thing get in your way. Find a way to hear the album. I might be able to help some of you, but find a way to hear it, because it's definitely, there's certain dudes you got to tune into and see where their head's at, and like, it's a big album. When it works, it really, really works well. And it's good to hear him with the swagger back.
You know what I kind of like to see, which would be dope? Because I feel like there's been this age of, like, the MC. Like,
oh, dude, like, what? What do you mean? We're in the producer era.
I mean, I do think that's kind of true, too. I think, like, the selections and the beat houses and, like,
producers, you know, killing it right now. They started dropping their tags at the beginning of the songs, and it was a wrap for the rappers.
Metro Boomin's on tour.
Very true. I wonder what it would mean to have, like, a Justice League, like, kind of how you have, you know, these MC, like, super packs, like Dipset and Rockefeller. Like, I know there's things like, you know, the Justice League.
Bomb Squad.
Justice League, I definitely give, like, mad love to. Those are homies. But in terms of, like, especially in Boston community, what those squads would be like would be awesome.
There's a couple. Oh, yeah. We got, yeah, there's a few things going on in Boston. Do you mean like they all work together on one beat, or do you mean like a group of, yeah, you mean, yeah, like a group all doing one beat, not like a selection or like a thing like that where they're all like five dudes working on one beat?
Yeah, like five dudes on one beat would be crazy. But then just, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely existing. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Right.
I guess, like, for myself, like,
but like a super group,
like,
yeah,
part of that, yeah.
Yo, somebody get at High Fidelity and figure out how to make this a reality.
Well, I think it's things like these that Lightworks is trying to bring. Like, you know, we're going to Mass Apparel and practicing sets. We're seeing what each other are working with. Oh, he's got that. So it's the challenge. In a more indirect way, you know what I mean? It's like inspiring us to all get better,
right?
And get out there and do these different things and interact with each other.
I want to say one more thing about Kanye, then we're going to talk about you guys. I had no idea that everyone didn't already know who Metro Boomin was. And then when the Young Metro thing that blew up, like, I just assume everyone was aware of Metro Boomin, but it just shows you the levels there really are. You can think like something is popping in hip hop, but Kanye really is in a completely different world and has a completely market that has no
idea. Talk about people hearing Madlib for the first time on no parties.
Right.
I was just talking to a kid who's 18.
That's a little more understandable, though. Madlib has flown way under the radar forever.
That's true.
But
it's... Yeah,
right. But that's why, say what you want about Kanye, he brought Madlib into a bunch of Kardashian kids' homes, you know, like people that are tuned to that world, you know. They all know about Madlib now. So, Lightworks.
Friday night.
House of Blues.
Foundation Room.
Doors at 8:30. Lightworks.splashthat.com. It's only $5. It's $10 if you're lazy and you wait to get to the door.
Don't wait. Day before. We'll probably switch it around a day up. See what's going on.
Maybe. Okay.
But hey,
these guys are about their money.
Theme song music. Who else is
what
doing tickets for this?
Theme song music. Prices go up whenever.
Nah, man. We're just trying to put on a good event, keep it going. It's going to be every 2 months, so we want to be, you know, getting a lot of different people in the city. I know a couple of different people have reached out already about performing in upcoming bills, and it's just exciting. I want to bring together the producers in the city and have them out there, you know?
I want this to work, so definitely. Your mic's been on, Chronic.
Oh, I was going to say, if you're an MC, it's going to be a good look for you to come out, too, and network with some really dope producers.
True.
Don't invite the rappers, dude.
Don't sleep on that. But, if you want to check us on Twitter, it's Lightworks.
You got a mic?
Sorry, there's an open dance floor, but no open mics.
I see a microphone. No, I'm kidding. But yeah,
bring your dance sneakers.
Definitely, there's going to be a lot of talent in the building, a lot of cool people. Anybody who's hip to, like, good music is going to be there, and, like, it's going to be fire, like, so.
Yo, that's real, actually, because, yo, when the Razen hit me up, I was like, yo, you know, we were talking for a little bit about, like, who else he was thinking of having, and when he told me Chronic Tone was going to be in there, I was like, oh, yeah, that's for certain. And that was mostly because, like, every time I come across you, like, Chronic Tone, you know, it's like we jammed the last time I came through, but it's usually like I'm listening to the music either from the distance or, like, you know, so it is cool that we do all get to kind of, you know, listen to each other in the same room. You know, this is going to be one of those times where I'm not going to be listening just from, like, my own studio or